This past Monday, Governor Murphy, through a press release, not a press conference, not a media scrum, a press release, announced that a very long promised postmortem into his administration's action during the COVID pandemic is getting underway. I'll save you the time and trouble of having to count the days. That's about 1,000 days from when first case of COVID was discovered here in New Jersey. This review will be led by a gentleman by the name of Paul Zubik, who first served as first assistant attorney general during the Whitman and then DeFrancesco administrations. The review is tasked with checking into the Murphy administration's handling of the coronavirus pandemic from the state's readiness back in 2020 to its responses over the last 3 years, or lack thereof, some would say. Then it will conclude with a comprehensive report. When will that be released? Late 2023. How late? After the 2023 elections. They say it will contain recommendations for enhancements and reforms to get the state better prepared for the next public health crisis. There's no budget, no staffing levels, at least released yet. Any details to that? Of course, the press release included a comment from Governor Phil Murphy. Oh, you'll love this one. Throughout the pandemic, my responsibility as governor demanded that I make every decision based on the available data, facts, and science in order to preserve the health and safety of all 9.3 million residents, regardless of the politics. My responsibility as governor also demands a full and comprehensive review of how the state was prepared for and responded to the pandemic so that we can take the steps to better prepare future administrations for a public health crisis. Took you long enough. You know, thinking back, why couldn't this action be done as quickly as the granting of immunity to nursing homes? That was done within a month. Again, I'll do the math for you. You have to go back to October of 2020 when Murphy first promised a review of his actions and policies regarding the COVID-19 pandemic. Some of the other times he said there'd be an investigation that was during a debate during the governor's race. And at his last regular pandemic briefing, that was back in March earlier this year. Yet Republicans in the state Senate, they've been calling quite loudly for a bipartisan committee with subpoena powers to investigate the Murphy administration's actions. They were joined by a Democrat for the first time this spring. It was State Senator Nia Gill, Democrat, the 34th District, joined the Republicans and voted for the measure. Now, the heat for this review has really risen, especially with an eye toward long-term care facilities. This has really grown because the state's agreed now to about $70 million in settlements with families that lost loved ones at state veteran nursing homes and Menlo Park, Paramus, and Rhineland. That increased even more now after the federal agency that acts as the primary funding source for the veterans' homes here in the state, they started withholding payments just over a week ago now at the Menlo Park facility because of major problems with infection control. That's despite the Murphy administration sending a three-person, they called it a mission critical team, composed of healthcare administrators and infection preventionists. They got sent to the Menlo Park Center on November 22nd. Going back to the review, the state's response is going to include a look at prominent emergency policy decisions that were made by Murphy officials, the pandemic response with respect to vulnerable residents, includes members of congregate care settings, as well as the state government's efforts to continue core functions, including providing direct services to residents. Also, we'll be examining the management of public health aspects of the pandemic. That includes testing, vaccinations, personal protective equipment procurement, and distributions. We've heard stories about that disaster or those disasters, and coordination of the healthcare system and of health information around COVID-19.